Rocky Mountain High.
Featured in the money section of USA Today, Aspen, Colorado, the most expensive real estate in the United States of America. It says homes so pricey, you'll be stunned. The average home price in Aspen, $5.1 million. It has grown 60.6% in the past year. On the phone with us is Peter Kelly. He's a Coldwell banker, Aspen, Colorado real estate. Now, you guys aren't the guys with the hot air balloons, right? That's Remax.
That's Remax.
What is Coldwell Banker's big slogan?
Coldwell Banker is expect the best.
Expect the best, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. How are you guys? Bob, Spike, and Joe?
Very
great,
good.
Great.
Good, sir. So $5.1 million is average?
This year, we're just under that on 61 transactions for single-family homes in town.
Now, you know, we are here in the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of billionaires and millionaires listening. So maybe some of them have thought about Aspen. Is it too late to get into the real estate market in Aspen? Is it like, oh, sorry, nothing to see here. It's not going to grow anymore. It's a bad time to buy.
Well, we like to see people come not just for an investment. If you want to make money, I think you buy some Microsoft, right? I hope so. Maybe
actually,
not the past couple of years. But
no, it's pretty dead right now.
5 or 6 years. You can't buy a map of Aspen.
You know, we like to see people come and bring something to the community. And, yes, it's Aspen Real Estate historically has been terrific. I've been doing this for 30 years here. What tends to happen here is rather than seeing spikes, we see the market run up. It'll plateau a little bit, and then it'll run up again. So you basically need to get in and start riding the wave. I have a lot of friends who can never make the leap, and now it's out of touch, you know.
And they blew it. And now if you have that kind of dough, so you still think it's going to go up?
Well, historically, let me say this, it's been terrific.
All right. Now if I move to Aspen, I would have a lot of celebrity neighbors, right? I mean, I keep reading about movie stars. And
well, you might. I've been here for 30 years, and I don't have one, but... well, you know, it's they're around. The Aspen take on those kind of things is pretty low key. You try to play it down. They don't come here for notoriety. They go to the red carpet for that. So
I'd be pretty annoying. I'd be like Jethro Bodine, basically.
Well, you know, I've heard you guys. You got a popular radio show. You know, you might be one of the celebrities. Here.
I want to live around
Kate Hudson close by here. I want to live next to Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I want to live. I want to see two or three Baldwins. That'd be fun. But you do have that. You have the celebrities. So they low key. They wear like sunglasses and hats that they can pull down over their head.
Yeah, I think John Denver used to wear a wig back in his day.
Well, that's right. Now, what else? Seriously, though, about Aspen. What's cool about Aspen? What do they have there? Is there anything I would like?
Well, we've got the X Games 4 or 5 years running. They're coming back. What's really cool about Aspen is what the Pepkes brought here in the 40s, which was the idea of body, mind, and spirit. And you know, people here in Colorado are tremendously physically fit. I mean, give you an idea, I was in the office earlier this morning, got your call, put some statistics together. I'm going to be working here for lunch. I'm going to go to some open houses. Hopefully this afternoon I'll get out for maybe an hour and ride up to the Maroon Bells, which is a 1,500-foot climb on a bicycle to the most beautiful place, you know, like Mount Hood or something like that, up there where you guys are.
So you,
and then get back to work and bring it on home with the daughter and make some dinner, and my wife comes home, and, you know, it's a great all-around place.
So it's the heads-up quality of life like the Pacific Northwest. You can recreate, and you can all the other eights.
Absolutely. I mean, this weekend we went over to Idaho Springs, which is about a two-hour drive, did the 7,000 vertical foot Mount Evans Hill climb, which has been running for 42 years. Tom Danielson set the record at an hour and 41 a year ago. Unfortunately, I was over 3 hours, but nevertheless.
Well, what about other amenities that come with a good home? You got a good school system there? My kid's going to get a good education.
All the best white schools in America, I guarantee.
How about rehab centers? You got good rehab centers?
Schools are terrific. The public schools. My daughter's 14. She plays volleyball, basketball, and, you know, the academics are great. So,
right.
Now, is there any kind of like slum, you know, close by, something I could buy into that might turn into the next?
Yeah, what's the nearest place with like, you know, teardowns near Aspen?
Yeah,
the next place to come up.
There are a lot of people. I mean, I give you that. I'm 54. You know, we grew up here in the 70s and 80s, and. There's a lot of people like myself who cashed out of here, say, in the 90s, moved to an area called Basalt, which is now a bedroom community. It's about 18 miles down the road. It's got 70 miles, about 50 miles of gold medal trout fishing waters. It's a confluence of the Roaring Fork and the Frying Pan River. Absolutely beautiful. Homes down there are probably in the $750,000 range.
Ooh, anything for about a third of that, you know, anything in the 200?
No, 700 is cheap, Joe. That's
we
cheap.
We can work our way down the valley to Carbondale, which is about 25 miles. If we get 40 miles out, we're at the world-famous Glenwood Hot Springs, which is the biggest hot springs in the world. And it's got its own ski area and all kinds of activities, too.
Nice.
Mountain biking's terrific here. Yeah, it's really the whole picture. And the climate is fabulous. We actually see the sun here. It's great.
Thanks
How much by those hot springs, and does it smell?
No, they got it right at the hot springs. It might, but
yeah, we got some sulfur smell too.
The Colorado River homes down there are probably in the 250 to 500
okay.
range.
Can you just throw an RV on a lot around there?
Not around here.
No. They got the people. The Covenant people will come out and kill you.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's interesting because Pickens County is 82% federal land, which gives you just tremendous access for hiking and horseback riding, bicycling, that kind of thing. But it also means that there's a shortage of supply, and that's what's driving the market here. There's just always too much demand for what we have available.
All right. And you must be doing real well. We talked earlier. All realtors drive beautiful cars. What kind of car do you drive, Peter?
I'm driving a Chevy Tahoe.
Oh, yeah. Listening to Fox News on a Chevy Tahoe. Very nice. Congratulations. You're a true American.
Well, you got to put all the billionaires, you got to be able to fit them in the back seat.
All right, and a watch. Now, we were talking about watches a little while ago. I have a plastic Casio Atomic watch. What kind of watch do you...
I got the Shunto altimeter because I'm running up and down the mountains all the time.
Also, somewhat, though, it's not a fancy jewelry watch.
No.
We
do have a local motorcycle group here that's called the Rolex Riders, though. Those are the older guys on the Harley.
Sure. All right. Now, other realtors have been accused of ambulance chasing. You know what that is? Whenever there's an ambulance going through town or one of those airlifts, medical airlift out, find out who it is and be the first person to list their property when they die. Do you do, like, divorce sniffing? Do you do,
no,
like, drive-by houses
strategy,
and see...
but that's a heck of an idea, you know?
Yeah, baby.
Drive by and see if Demi Moore and Bruce Willis are fighting.
Nobody dies in Aspen. It's everybody's young and beautiful.
That's
at least
right.
So I've heard, anyway.
Well, that's why divorce sniffing would work there.
I think you're right.
Check it out. All right, Peter, I hope we've been of help to you.
Well, it's been wonderful talking with you guys. Can I catch you on the web somewhere? Catch your broadcast on the web?
BobRivers.com.
I'll be there.